Where in the body will you find our essence or our soul? Some would say it's in the brain, others say it's elsewhere, perhaps not even in the body at all. Chris Frith is Professor of Neuropsychology at the Wellcome Department of University College London, and he's spent many years studying the human brain and is sure that's where you'll find your essence.
Well, I certainly think our essence is in the brain. And obviously the problem is, what do you mean by our essence? And there are various ways of defining that. So it could be, for example, what we would call autobiographical memory. That is to say, everything I know about myself, what I have done in the past, what sort of a person I am, how I will behave in certain situations. And these aspects of memory we know are particularly in a bit of the brain called the hippocampus. And if this is damaged, you can forget everything about yourself in certain situations. But then there are other aspects of your essence which you might say some people would call the will. So when I decide to do something of my own free will rather than doing what other people tell me, and there are lots of experiments trying to identify, is there a special bit of the brain that is involved in free will, if you like? And this, in as far as when it's anywhere, is probably in the front part of the brain, the frontal cortex. And when this is damaged, you can get people who change their personality, no longer seem to respond to their own free will, but just react to the environment in various strange ways. But it's difficult for me to see, talking about it in these terms, that is to say, making choices, your memory of what sort of a person you are, your idea of your position in the social hierarchy. All this sort of knowledge has to be in the brain, and it depends on your past history, how you've interacted with other people in the past, which again has to be stored in the brain. It cannot be genetically determined because it depends so much on our past experience.
With all these large areas of the brain that we still don't know what's there, these sort of blank areas, if you like, is there any chance that there's something else in there that perhaps would give us more of that idea of an essence? Or is it, from your understanding of how the brain works currently, it's so unlikely there's going to be another thing that works very differently?
Yeah, I think it's very unlikely we're going to find areas of the brain that do things we haven't really thought about at all and work in a very different way. I mean, the whole question of what our essence is seems to be much more a philosophical one, or possibly a psychological one, than a neuroscience question. And in a sense, you would first have to answer the psychological and philosophical questions before you can start exploring their basis in the brain. Although to some extent it's a circular process, so that the more we discover about how precisely the brain works, this is going to alter the way we think about ourselves.
And what about things like intuition and stuff like that? Do we know where that sits in the brain?
Intuition is, again, a thing difficult to define. This really, I guess, is all the things the brain does without our being aware of it. So when we have an intuitive idea, in a sense, this means that the brain has come up with a solution to a problem, but we're not aware of how it has achieved this. And in that sense, intuition is everywhere in the brain. And it's the difficult part for humans, of course, is when we can't rely on intuition and we have to use logic and reason. And in a sense, that's where we start going outside the brain, using pencil and paper, talking to other people, using computers and mathematics and all these things. I mean, I find that quite interesting, that the sort of logic and reason is the difficult part for us, and the intuition is the easy part, which the brain does.
From the work that you've done, have you ever looked at a brain that of somebody who's got a really amazing talent, I mean, way above the rest of us in this particular area, and what has that shown you?
My colleague Eleanor Maguire studies memory in great detail, and she was able to study the brains of people taking part in the so-called memory Olympiad. So these are people who can look through a pack of cards and remember the order in which they were in, you know, one go. And what she basically found is that their brain was no different from anybody else's. They were using standard techniques for doing these memory tasks. The difference was that they had practiced and worked very, very hard to achieve these high levels of skill. Another example is people who play, say, the violin or the piano at a virtuoso level. Again, I mean, everybody would not be surprised to be told that this is in part due to practice every day and motivation. Interestingly, here, in these cases, you can actually see changes in brain structure, so that the bits of the brain concerned in pianists, for example, with controlling the hand, listening to the sound, get very, very slightly larger. But again, I believe that this happens to all of us if we practice a particular skill to a sufficient extent. So it's not really an abnormal brain. The third thing that I've studied is certain autistic people have the skill called calendrical calculation. So you say to them, 16th of March 1942, and they say within 2 seconds, Monday. And again, we scanned them, and it looks again, as I say, that they're no different from the rest of us. It's just that they have devoted a large amount of their life to acquiring this ability by memory, by calculation, and by all the other tricks that you can use to do this. So in that case, you would say what is odd about them is not the skill, but the motivation to pick up this particular skill rather than some other.
That's Chris Frith from University College London.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.